Greg, Zay had a big season, 1,000-yard season, Pro Bowl year. What about his game that you see out here makes you think he's going to be even better this year?
Just the way he's come back and continue to try to develop and hone in on his skills and build off what he did from last year. At times, some guys can get complacent with what they've done and read the press clippings and different things. That's not him. He's hungry for more information, hungry for more knowledge, and then trying to put it to test when we get out here and practice and get better. So it's only going to help him when season comes and game situations come up for him to be doing bigger and better things.
Two things I want to ask you. First is run blocking. What's your general message to the wide receiver room in terms of run blocking? The second one is, do you have any message for receivers that come here, particularly after what happened last year, in terms of unselfishness and sharing targets?
So run blocking, if you don't want to block, then you're not going to be a part of what we're doing. Because the guys up front, the guys, the tight ends, the O-line, the running backs, when we're throwing the long passes down the field, they holding up, protecting, and giving us opportunities to get downfield. So we returning the favor. That's what the team is, unselfishness. And so when we got run plays, we're trying to cover people up and run our feet and give them a two-way go so running backs or whoever has the ball can get opportunity to get positive yards. We always looking to move the ball forward and puncture through the defense. So that's a big thing. And just in general, with Harbs and EDC and just this organization, it's a top-notch organization, and it's all about unselfish people and unselfish players. And that's every facet of the organization. So receivers are no different. When somebody comes in here, it's all about the team and what I can do to help us be successful. And when we don't have that, then we don't want you being part of what we're doing. So it is what it is, and I love it. It's a big accountability deal here. So we get guys that want to be here, that want to be part of doing what we want to do and making plays and blocking and doing different things. And we go out and we play football, and we love it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Keys for Tez. Tez is just continuing to do what he's been doing. He's a young player. He showed some potential last year towards the end of the season, getting in, making a few plays, had a touchdown against the Giants, and we're just trying to build off that. He's a fast guy. He can make plays down the field. He can make plays across the field. And then also special teams comes into that part. If you're not out there first, all right, you got to be doing something to help the team. That goes back to the unselfish stuff that we talk about with Harbs and EDC and top-down type of stuff. So Tez is working his tail off as far as receiver and trying to hone his craft there. And then also with the special teams, but I'll let Hort talk about that. But he's doing a tremendous job of just being in the playbook, understanding what he's supposed to do, and then going out and trying to make plays each and every opportunity that he gets.
You're talking about the unselfishness of needed in your position room. How much has how that room is built and the different skill sets, I mean, Rashad, how he performed on deep passes, Zay sort of all over the field, D-Hop with his ability to make contested catches. Does that diversity of skill sets kind of make it a little easier for your guys to find their niche, do you think?
Oh, well, you have to find your niche to get into, to get on the field and find out what you do well, and we find out what you do well, and we try to get you in those situations. But at the end of the day, they're still all receivers, and we expect all of them to go out there, catch, block, tackle if necessary, whatever is called upon. So I wouldn't say that the diversity of the group is like a big deal. It's about being out there and making plays when you get opportunities and being unselfish and unselfish football player. Well, Zay is a matchup problem anywhere on the field. If you can get him the ball, he's something special is going to happen. So just trying to give him different opportunities, make the defense try to find different players, not just come out and be at the same spot. But in order to do that, you have to be versatile. You have to be in the playbook and understand these different spots that you need to get to. And he's done a tremendous job. And for me as a coach, that's the way I want to coach. I don't want to coach a position. I want to coach a totality of the play and everybody understanding. So if things get haywire or whatnot, if some chaos happens, that we don't fold under that chaos. We know what to do in the heat of the moment, and we're able to execute at a high level.
Zay says he feels faster and more explosive out there. Have you seen that from him?
He's not faster than me. No, I'm just kidding. No, Zay has done a great job coming back from last year and then getting back out of here, he does look explosive. We see it on the numbers and all the metrics that we get of D-cell and X-cell, and he's doing a hell of a job with all that type of stuff. But a lot of the guys are doing that, and that's a testament to the training staff, the weight room staff, and those guys as well putting in the work in the offseason of coming back bigger, faster, stronger, ready to go. So you see it, and it's been fantastic.
Coach, we've seen LeJounte Wester get a lot of work in the special teams game. Mm-hmm. Just from the receiving standpoint, what have you seen in his development so far?
He has great movement skills, great quickness, and able to separate and uncover. And as a receiver, I don't care how big you are or how short you are, how fast you are, receivers is about uncovering and separating from different people, and he has a knack for being able to do that, and he's a smart kid. He does a good job in the playbook. He understands what we're asking him to do, and he's able to go out and put that on tape each and every practice, and we're looking forward to it as we continue to go to see it in game situations as we move forward.
Greg, going back to the metrics for a second, you have so many numbers. Zay said he's not, like, totally wrapped up in them. When you get some of this data, do you kind of present it all to the guys, or do you kind of use it to tell them what they need to do?
Now, I'm not knocking football players because I was one of them, all right? But we ain't number guys. We ain't like, oh, man, this is the metric of -7 or something. I don't know what half of that means sometimes. Sam breaks it down and does a good job with that stuff and putting it in layman's terms for me to understand, and then I can get it to my guys so we all can understand what the gist of what we're trying to get accomplished and what those numbers do mean. Now, if you want to get analytically, then you talking to Sam, all right, not me.
Greg, along those lines, quickly kind of grading of all that you guys do out there on the field being something that's ubiquitous in the facility. How does that, I guess, affect how you do your job as assistant coach? When these guys know.
Say that one more time.
Harbaugh implementing the grading of the guys, with the practice and everything. Like I said, how does that affect how you kind of do your job as a position?
It doesn't change what I do as a coach. I'm coming to grade all the information regardless every day so I can help my guys get better and better as receivers. And I'm grading their blocking. I'm grading their route running. I'm grading drops and catches and whatnot. So all that stuff is getting graded. It's just more bigger. It's just a little bit bigger for totality for everybody.
Greg, what is DeAndre Hopkins added to this room?
He's a great veteran leader. All right, he's done a great job of coming in. This is going on his 13th year in the league. To make it in the NFL 13 years, you have to be doing something right. And obviously, we all seen him. He's had a Hall of Fame career. But taking care of his body, how to do that. All right, study habits, how to do that. These younger guys are picking up that information and how he goes about his work and understanding that, and they're taking it to heart. And hopefully we get those guys 13 years in the league and doing different things. But as far as on the field, he's done the stuff that we've seen throughout his career. He's great one-on-one matchups, making contested catches, still got speed across the field running away from guys. So I love what he's brought to the group, and he's been a great addition for us as we move forward. Well, he has embraced it. He's become more vocal in meetings, asking questions, and then talking to the other guys, the younger guys. When I'm up there talking about something, he may have another insight, so he'll give them that information and whatnot. So you see him, he's more communication with Zay and being more vocal and being able to talk to the guys, because this is going on his third year in this offense, so he understands the offense now, the nuances he can help some of the younger guys with, and he's done a great job with it, and he's not shying away from being a leader, which I commend him for that.
All right, thanks, Coach.